Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, we abbreviate it with, other O people's
PP.
Ah, others PP. That's how we abbreviate it.
OPP. You had said, though.
Other people's problems. Yes. What's going on today?
We have Rachel today, and she is dealing with some family issues. She's got a new baby, and we're going to try to help her navigate that. She's coming to the experts.
Oh, my God. There's one maternal nurturing person in the room who doesn't have children.
Correct.
And us.
Yeah. Where are my kids? Have you seen them?
Rachel?
Yai.
What's happening? How can we help?
Oh, goodness. Okay, so I definitely need your help or your opinion. I am visiting my husband's family in the plains of Minnesota for the holidays.
Oof. And I think you got location in for some purposeful reason that will become... That's foreshadowing is what that is. Okay, what's going on?
Well, I heard someone say oof, and definitely it's a small house and everyone's going to be staying there. So it's going to be a really cramped few days.
Mm.
Yeah. I recently just had a baby.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I'm currently breastfeeding and my in-laws have already told my husband and I that when I'm visiting, I have to be really careful when and where I'm breastfeeding and make sure that none of the uncles or the young nieces and nephews see my exposed breasts.
Hold on. Did you put those in that order on purpose?
I did not.
Okay, well, I'm just...
You're reading into a lot.
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't get me wrong. This is terrible, but like the order, list?
I mean, in a weird way, I sort of weirdly understand... Like the kids, I don't also. Right. I also don't. I don't start your angry texts. I haven't taken a side on this at all yet. But to say, we've got some of those uncles, you don't want to get your boob out. You know, it's like.
That feels different than the kids. It's like, I'm with you.
There's I'm still not saying it's right, but there's a little bit more of an understanding. But it's like, well, you know how Uncle Tom gets once he's had a couple of pops.
Yeah.
And
that's...
you're like, what? So Tom can't. Okay. So say more about that.
Thanks for changing my name to Tom.
Yeah, sorry. what do they mean by that, or is it what we think it means?
Well, so they told me that they'll have a room in the house where I can go and have some privacy, but I feel like there's just so many people. I'm nervous someone's going to bust in at any moment. And okay, here's the other thing. They also said that they put a chair out in the shed that I could use for complete privacy.
I'm sorry, what?
It's ridiculous. It's so cold out, you know? I just had a baby. I don't want to walk through the snow just so that I don't by accidentally have like a slip or someone sees me. It doesn't feel right.
Out loud.
That's like almost dehumanizing. Like, go do this natural thing. In a shed.
Well, Aaron's taking
right.
a side.
Oh, absolutely.
Although at some family functions, I would like a shed. Like a chair in a shed.
Just
to get away.
Hello.
That's
different. I'll take shed chair.
Yeah.
Like at most family things, I'll take shed chair.
Yeah.
I don't even care if there's heat out there.
Right.
Shed chair. I think that's my new safe word. Shed chair. No, that's too hard to say. Okay, so, and your they told your husband this, and he relayed the information to you. Did he relay it to you while rolling his eyes, or did he relay it to you like, we got to get along, so maybe shed chair is not the worst thing?
Mm.
Shed recliner. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was choice B. My husband's just like, they're really old fashioned and traditional. But I'm like, well, why even go then? Like, what's the point if I have to, you know, hide out and
yeah, if you're going to be out there
and
by
make
yourself
sure feels comfortable
most
yeah.
of the time anyway. Like, why even?
Okay.
Half the time you're gone because
okay.
you're in the.
I'm going to take umbrage with that. But let me get the phone okay. number in. 303-222-5423. That's where you call. And tell her to go to the shed chair. That's or tell her she doesn't have to. And that's also where you text. 303-222-5423. Your T-Hack making it sound like you're breastfeeding 24 hours a day.
How often is it?
It's been a hot minute for me. It's yeah. every few hours.
Gosh, I haven't done it in a while. it's every couple hours, I would say.
Yes.
But it's not an hour each time. You know, it's like 10 or 15 minutes every other,
I'm not
every couple
suggesting,
hours.
Aaron, do take your weird eyes and calm down. I'm not
suggesting. They're just green. I'm I don't just, know what you're talking about.
No, but like, I'm not suggesting. This is one of those things. We've had OPPs come up where it's like, oh, should I lie or should I do this? And it's like, how long do you have to do it for? Like, sometimes.
Right, but lying,
for the betterment
lying
of me,
you have like a choice and like there's kind of some morals involved. Breastfeeding is a natural thing, and I don't understand why people are uncomfortable around it. Just, if you're uncomfortable, you should leave, not the person breastfeeding.
But in a packed house, I'm not. Stop texting
My
mean things
to weird.
Me.
My eyes are weird. What do you
no,
want?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying the family's right, but is there anything in you? I mean, I'm personally, I swear, when I first went to Brazil before my wife, my ex-wife now, and I had kids, like I was sitting next to her sister and she was like, pulled her boob out before her kid was even near her. And it was like, bring me Pedro. And it was like, this is just how it is in Brazil. You just, no, and no, I wasn't like, oh, a boob. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. But did you understand in the plains of Minnesota, if that's a thing, whatever she said, it's not quite as open as that. And sometimes you just don't. Like,
I don't know. That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, even I've been in situations like I've been through this very recently. My wife breastfeeds, so I am used to it. And we've been visiting friends, and it's the same thing where I like have turned a corner, and our friend has been breastfeeding, and then I'm just like, because I don't want her to feel uncomfortable.
Correct.
I'm not uncomfortable, and I'm not trying to look or anything, but I don't want her. I don't want it to be perceived that I'm trying to look. Correct. I want her. Like, it was just an accident. So, but there is that moment where it's like, even if I am comfortable and I'm completely fine with it, but it's just like, oh, sorry.
Like if you walk like, in on awkward. A woman breastfeeding, for some reason, men go like, oh God, oh God. Even
well,
though it's so natural.
No, I understand that because you do want to like respect their space. Yes. If they do step out into another room, you want to get sure.
And in a packed house, if they've got this, the one room and the
it
kids come.
It shouldn't be a shed. That's so dehumanizing.
But there's a chair.
Is she going to be next to like goats
kidding.
And cows too?
No,
and they can milk those as
it's
well?
Not that kind of, is it that kind of shed, Rachel? Do you have to shear sheep?
Well, the thing
while you're
is, I don't think the shed is even heated. So it's also, you know, it's a newborn baby. So I don't really know if that's healthy for either of us.
Yeah. Well,
the shed feels real.
But that's what I'm wondering. Are they, we always assume malice of the people who aren't on the air with us because we don't know. But is the family thinking this way you'll have a dedicated space where you can feel comfortable? I think it's misguided.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. Stop.
Wow.
I'm
going to say this.
I hope that's the case.
That's a healthy perspective. What he's saying.
Yeah.
Because we're going bunch of rednecks, creepy uncles, uneducated children, and maybe they're just thinking of you. Well, man, when I recapped it, it wasn't as good as when you said it. You want to say it again? But you're right.
I don't know. Like, and I still think it's misguided and the shed is dehumanizing. I agree. But in their mind, like, is there a way we can talk to them and just go, can we get a different dedicated space that isn't the shed?
The garage?
And then they go to the garage, and then you're like, okay, now you just want me outside. Now you view me as cattle.
The garage would be more heated.
I guess.
And it's connected, hopefully.
Connected, yeah. I don't know. In the plains of Minnesota. Rachel, do we have all the information we need to fix this? I mean, we're gonna get some calls. I don't know.
I am stubborn and maybe a little passive. I would be like, all right, I'm not gonna come back to visit you until I'm done breastfeeding. Oh, I have another kid. I have to breastfeed that one. See ya in 14 years.
Mm. I don't think you're supposed to breastfeed that long. But.
I don't know. I don't have any kids.
I won't be breastfeeding that long. I promise you that.
All right, Rachel, hang on right there. We'll get you some people. I don't know.
I want to believe that there is some like logic and reasoning, like on the good side of things, like T-Hack said.
You just don't want to have to explain to every kid. It's like, I thought we weren't supposed to see boobs, Mom. And it's like, yeah, but this is natural. And like, I'm 100% behind you. I think this family is outrageous. But it's also, it goes back to the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And it's like, I'm not saying the family's right, but if they're all sort of in this mindset, you're right. Rachel can just remove herself, and then it's like we've solved it. But also, she wants to be with family, and
And I mean, she should not have to having just given birth. She should not have to be the one making the accommodations. I think
then everyone goes out to the shed while she. How many chairs do we need to put in the shed? In your mind, Hack, what is happening?
I don't know, and that's it. I disagree with it. I can't stress that enough, but I don't know how we make a house full of people who are uncomfortable with it. That is wrong. We agree. But how do we make them comfortable with something that they're not?
All right, so Rachel needs your advice. Should she not go on this trip? Should she set up new parameters?
In with them out, maybe, and just kind of set the tone from the beginning of just like, I'm not moving.
All she wants to do is breastfeed her newborn baby during the holidays. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, we are trying to help out Rachel. She's basically going back home to Conservativeville or something. Like
Minnesota,
She's got a brand new baby. She needs to breastfeed. And the family has suggested, with the house being packed,
that she goes to a barn to do it.
Shed is different than barn. They've suggested they have a room, but with so many kids and adults, and specifically uncles that might see her naked boobs, that maybe she goes somewhere else for those processes.
Yeah, and it seems. Seems strange. Maybe they're trying to be considerate in a weird way. I don't know.
That's basically what we're trying to do. I mean, I think we all can agree that breastfeeding is a natural thing.
Yeah.
And she should be allowed to do it wherever, and everyone should adapt to her. So what is her way to push through that? Oddly though, we have somebody who's really on the side of the family on this one, and we wanted to get to her first. Nicole?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. So you texted in and you're willing to be on the air with us. What? How are you on the family side on this?
So, okay, as a fellow female myself, I don't want to sound terrible, but I do have something to say about it. It's a beautiful natural thing. We all get it. But at the same time, the same angst that she feels about having to go do this and being shoved out to pasture, basically, in a barn to do it, I get it. She'd rather be at home in flannel pajamas and wiping the baby spit and stuff off her shoulder and not be seen. Well, they don't want to see her either. And I don't mean that's gross, but it is kind of gross. Like, why bring the family down with you? You get what I'm trying to say? It's awkward. If you're an 8-year-old kid trying to eat a candy cane and you turn around and there's Aunt so-and-so's boob, and if you're Uncle whoever, and now you've seen your nephew's wife's tit, it's just, I think it's gross. I'm sorry. It is. I wouldn't want to be seen. It'd be cold out in the shed, but I probably would go there just to keep from there being awkward moments, because as much as it's a beautiful natural thing, we can't deny it's not awkward. It's your boob.
Are you a mom, Nicole?
No, I'm not a mother, but I have seen people breastfeed in public, and it's gross.
Literally,
yeah,
the
sorry.
Word
when
gross.
I'm shopping, I don't think, oh, that's so sweet. Look at that woman's boob.
You shouldn't think anything. You should mind your business.
Well,
like, I doubt that this woman is going
to
be baking cookies and holding her baby with her boob out. Like, she'll still be seated in a corner of the living room or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, can't she just keep her boobs her business?
Okay. Well,
they're kind of the baby's business too, I guess, for a time period.
So you, in your opinion, all breastfeeding should happen behind closed doors? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, as annoyed as she is that she, you know, like, has to go outside and do it, it's just as annoying to watch it. I'm sorry.
Okay, but so then just riddle me this. Why do you think some women choose to do it? If you think it should always be behind closed doors because that's how you think, why do you think some women do it in public?
I mean, I'm assuming they do it because that's the baby's feeding time and they don't have a choice if they were shopping or their lunch lasted longer and they had to do it. But there's breast pumps nowadays. There's things that make it more convenient. So it's not like 1987 where you have to whip it out in a shopping mall food court. I think that we've advanced in modern society, and I don't necessarily think advancing means you have to advance to think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a private thing, and it should be kept private. It's awkward for all.
But we don't know what the baby is used to, if she's used to the bottle and, like, the artificial nipple or whatever. Or, like, we don't know how difficult breastfeeding is for this woman. There's other variables.
Nicole?
Yes.
Would you be willing to talk to any of the other people who are calling in who'd like to talk to you about your standpoint on this?
Sure. I mean, I know it's on hard, so I'm telling you right now, everybody thinks it or it wouldn't be a topic. It's the absolute truth. It makes everybody uncomfortable.
Okay, well, let's grab Millie real quick. Millie?
Yay.
How do you feel about Nicole's take?
Pretty upset, honestly. Like, she's putting all this shame on women breastfeeding in public, which, yes, is a beautiful and natural thing. And, you know, part of advancing is, like, maybe not treating women like they should have to hide what their bodies do.
Snaps. Yes.
Do you think, Nicole, that it's... I don't want to say that part. Do you think that women who breastfeed in public are doing it for attention?
I wouldn't go so far as say it's for attention. I think that they're doing it out of necessity in that moment, that, you know, maybe they didn't do the breast pump and they stayed out longer than they should and the baby's hungry, so they have to do it. I think they're doing it out of necessity, but I also think you can do it in private. There's a bathroom stall. I don't think you have to whip it out.
So you got
to
be in the pooper at a mall.
Or in a bar.
Yeah, I don't think your waiter has to see it or the people shopping with you. I don't think, I mean, what do you, okay, to the other person that's arguing with me, what does she want? To give them a medal because their body does a natural, beautiful thing? Our bodies do a lot of natural things we don't get a medal for.
Millie, care to retort?
I mean, I'll give them a medal. That's fine with me. But honestly, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you would condone them sending this woman out into a goddamn polar vortex to go to a shed. Like, there are better solutions if privacy is absolutely required, if she wants that. There's other ways to do that. And if anyone, creepy uncles included, can't avert their eyes politely if they don't want to see it, then they should be going to the damn barn.
Well, thank you for the call, Millie. I think we have somebody else who'd like to chat with you here. Brittany.
Hi.
Yay. I guess you get another shot at Nicole. Anything you'd like to say to her that hasn't been said?
Oh, I definitely have some things to say to Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, but is she married? Like, they're just going to throw her out in the barn because there's no room at the inn? Like, there are so many places and, like, so many different kinds of things that women use to cover themselves anyway. So, like, you know, even if she has to just pull it out, like, who cares? You said that an 8-year-old can be eating a candy cane and, you know, seeing a boob. Like, there are nipples on Netflix. That's what they're seeing all the time. Like, no, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you're just like, no, send her out into the frigid cold. I have family in Minnesota that I go see every year. Do you know how cold it is there?
Mm.
Like, it's terrible. And to have to force someone to go out into a shed, which is actually worse than a barn, because at least a barn doesn't have, like, tools and canoes and whatever have you, you know, that could, like, fall on this poor woman while she's trying to feed her child. That's absolutely ridiculous. No.
Thank you, Brittany. It's been lovely. Hey, Nicole, I hope you don't have, like, no, never mind. Like, I don't hope you don't have kids, but I hope you, like, if you want kids, I hope you come around to, like, a different point of view.
Yeah.
But why? So that you can see my in public? I mean, why can't I do it in private if I have kids and spare everyone?
I mean, you can. You can absolutely do that.
She might be one of the types of people that has to learn from experience.
Yes. Thank you for the call. If you'd like to say anything to Rachel... I forgot about Rachel.
I hope she's okay.
Or Nicole, or offer up your shed in Minnesota. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.